Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Pat, talk to us. I know the Lord's been speaking to you, and you're right in time, man.
What? On a more serious note.
Yes, please. Talk to us.
I was meditating on scripture I read in 2 Corinthians. And I don't know how this happens, but it always comes back to embracing weakness.
Oh, imagine that.
I don't understand this. Why do you keep bringing this up? And
clue?
No. Yeah, right. So I'm going to embrace weakness right now and just spill my beans. But it says in 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12, he says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus." Oof. Sounds painful. "So that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you." And I'm reading this and I'm like, what are you talking about, Paul? I mean, he goes all over the mat with this. And I'm thinking, okay, it's because, you know, we're obviously, you know, we are clay vessels. We are weak and frail, you know, and we have to realize that, you know, God chose us not because we're all that in a bag of chips.
Right.
It's because we're not all that.
You heard that, Chris?
I heard.
Okay.
You know, he talks about in chapter 12, he says he chose us the foolish things, the weak things,
yep,
the lowly, the yep, despised.
That's me.
The things that are not to nullify the things that are.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm qualified then.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Exactly.
So I think we're all qualified.
Oh,
in
no
that
doubt.
Arena,
no
especially
doubt.
Chris. But
especially,
yes. We're talking about them ribs.
I admit to that.
Them ribs.
And you know, it's because of our weaknesses and our frailties and our holes and our cracks and all the things that, you know, that in our minds and our in the world's eyes disqualifies us for being used.
Sure.
Those are the very traits and qualities that God is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not your all your mistakes, but he's saying, you know, because you have all these faults, mm-hmm, I can use you because they'll see me and not you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's the whole point.
Right.
And that's what he was saying here.
The temptation on lots for people to think that they have to put their best side over, mm-hmm, thinking that, mm-hmm, I've got to be perfect. So they are more concerned and consumed with the image because right, no one is. Mm-hmm. But they've doctored the resume. Mm-hmm. They've doctored themselves up. They've kied all the cracks and the flaws, and they think they could even hide the cracks and the flaws from God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
God's like, I know you, boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know you, you know. I know your life. I know everything about you. You need to be real.
Mm-hmm.
And because in that state of realness, I can actually use you.
That's right. And, you know, that's what I feel like he was saying, was when we allow, when we carry around the death of Jesus, he's not talking about, you know, toting the, you know, right, a tree in your back pocket and right, a hammer and nails. He's not, you know, he's talking about, you know, Jesus never lifted himself up. Mm. Although he, you know, he was the most qualified of all of us. But he,
although he could have, right?
Oh, easily. But for our sake, all he did was what the Father told him to do.
Mm.
He didn't lift himself up. He wasn't bragging. He didn't, you know, hey, look at me. You know, he was all about being a servant. He's all about, he says, I came here to serve and do what the Father has told me to do.
Mm.
And that's what we should be doing. That's all we should be worrying about, is how I can please the Father. Not looking at myself and seeing how disqualified I am, all my mistakes I've made.
Right.
You know, can people see Jesus in me?
Yeah.
You know, or am I too busy trying to put this mask up, trying to put this facade, you know, trying to make myself look perfect?
Well, look at it. I mean, just look at society. I mean, it really is your life. You know, I saw someone's a T-shirt said, "Only if my life could be as exciting as my Facebook life." You know what I'm saying? It's like, really?
Right.
Really? Come on now. Come on. And when we embrace that, and you've got huge people that are just masking and photoshopping, and it's all superficial. But listen, if we get real with God, God knows who we are. He knows the real deal. But when we come to him in humility, he says, if you submit that, if you submit yourself to me and learn of me and follow me and be meeked,
right?
Be meeked, then I'll use you and I'll get the glory.
That's right. You know, I didn't just get here yesterday. I don't, you know, it was a journey.
It was a process.
It was a huge process. Many, 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 many years of process and learning and growing and, you know.
Dying, right?
And for me to try to take credit for any of it.
Sure.
Is ridiculous. I mean, I remember where I was. I mean, I remember when God asked me to do, just to start stepping out in some different areas. And I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue. I didn't, you know, we crack jokes. I did not know how to turn on a computer. Did not.
Right.
You know, that's dead serious. Right. I wouldn't even touch it. I had to call somebody over to my house to come help me put this thing together to even turn it on. So I try to always remember that, you know, when you get caught up you get caught up in ministry doing what you know God's called you to do.
Right.
But not forgetting how you got to where you are.
You can't.
Always staying dependent. It's like, you know, no matter where you are, things falling around your ears, like things are crashing and burning. It's like, all right, God, I remember, okay, you did this.
Right.
You did this. I'm just your vessel. Help me.
And what you're saying is because, I mean, you particularly, because I know this, you carry a lot. You know what I'm saying? You're involved in technical things and websites and all types of stuff. I mean, stuff that's brain melting to me and a lot of other people, but you can't, in the period of time, you can get tempted, anybody can, in thinking that it's because of what you've learned or what you know, or you got to always go back and remember, listen, I'm the same person that I didn't know how to turn this thing on, and God was the one to help me then, and he's the one to help me now, and I can depend on him if I cry out to him.
Right, exactly. And of course, like you said, the temptation is always to fall back on what we know. Our knowledge is like, all right, I can't figure this thing out. You know, your head's about to pop.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's when we got to be, you know, Paul says, is if I boast, he says, I will boast in the things that show my weakness.
Mm.
You know, we cannot lift ourselves up. We cannot rely on our strength and our own ingenuity or our own knowledge. You know, we are continually dependent, always. No matter how far, I mean, the farther I go, the weaker I realize I am.
Right.
You know, because if it wasn't him holding me up, I would just crash and burn.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, some people can be listening like, oh, I've never experienced that. Well, you got to ask yourself, am I only doing things that I know that I can do?
Right.
I mean, if just, let's say we're talking grade levels, if you know, are you only attempting a second grade level, if you will, things to do, and you're like, got to, you know, more intelligence than that, but you're just doing things that you know that you can handle, then
you're comfortable.
There's no opportunity to embrace weakness because you're not out in the midst. You're not deep in the waters where there's no life preserved.
Right, and that's not faith. You know, God has called us to live by faith, walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're walking by what we know, well, that's not
fair. Very limited. You can do very limited things. But when you're out beyond your ability, and that's where God wants you to be, outside of your ability, outside of what you can do, and you're completely trusting God to empower you, to teach you, to carry what you're carrying, it's amazing of what happens.
That's right. I mean, if it wasn't for his grace, I mean, there's just, you know, there's no way. There's no way I could carry what I'm carrying. You know, it's just, I got to be constantly aware that it's him doing it, not me. And it just, like I said, embracing that weakness.
And maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, you know, you've got this promotion, or maybe you just got married and you're like, oh my goodness, God's called me to be this husband or this wife. And maybe you're a parent and you're going through a new stage in your life and you're realizing, this is beyond me. I have not been prepared for this segment of my life. I don't have the intellectual know-how. I don't have the wisdom. I don't know what I'm doing. And you're tempted to put on the mask. You're tempted to fake it till you make it. And It's not real. Listen, this is what we're saying, is that you can cry out to God. You can embrace your weakness. You can be real with yourself, and you can be real with God and say, God, listen, here I am. I've arrived at this moment, but I know that it's only going to be your hand upon me, your grace that's going to empower me to do. And when I do, and I step out on faith, may you get all the glory.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.